K-Talk, AM 1150, your voice. I'm Mo Kelly, and they are Sound Effect. I'm joined in studio right now by Jess Castro and Lisa Sadowski, two members of the group Sound Effect. They're vying to become the best man in Ventura County, and I think they are. I've seen them perform before, and I thought it was only appropriate to bring them into the studio today so they could discuss the history of the group and their musical desires and dreams and this contest. And obviously, we're going to hear some good music. So let me first bring into the conversation Jess Castro. How are you today?
Doing fine.
Very good, Morris. How you doing?
Outstanding. I'm glad that you could join me in studio today. So tell me about Sound Effect. How did the group come together and some of its history?
History of the band. We started as kids. Me and myself and two brothers, bass player and a sax player, Sergio and Ed. And the band got together in about 76, and we started making money in 77.
That's pretty good.
Right, yeah. So it's been that long. We've been doing it over the years. We've had different members within those years. At one time, we had like an 8-9-piece band with horns and percussion.
Oh, yeah.
A couple guitars and keyboards and that. And Lisa came into the group about 18 years ago, her and JC, and that's pretty much what we're doing now with the group that we have. And it's a 5-piece band, and it's guitar, bass, drums, keyboards, and lead vocals.
Lisa, let me bring you to the conversation. Lisa, tell me about this whole experience of singing live as opposed to singing in a studio. It seems like it's a lost art when you can actually go somewhere and see real live music, live instrumentation, live vocals. You don't have recorded background vocals. What is your sense of how people appreciate that type of live performance these days?
You know, I think there you can sometimes say that it's a lost art or that people are losing appreciation. I think that it just is easier for monetarily to kind of get in there and have some of these bands, you know, like Jess said, we're a 5-piece. You make more money as a 3-piece. And if you do a 3-piece with a background track, you know, it's a little bit more financially, you know, beneficial to you. So I don't think it's a lost art. It's just something that became easier for people to make money at. And for us, all of us are pretty much purists when it comes to music. So we just love playing live. We love having everything that's in front of us, our instrumentation, the sound of it. And I guess there's a bit of a control element, knowing that we control everything and can change it up at any given note, you know, moment. If I'm kind of feeling a little crazy, I can tell the guys to change it up, where you can't do that when you got tracks behind you. So I think it's something that just, you know, from a financial standpoint became a lot more beneficial. But there are still, you know, phenomenal musicians out there working every single day. You know, we just got to get people to appreciate that, I think, and pay more attention to it a little bit more.
Jess, let me ask you, how would you... let me put it this way. Knowing now what you know now, if you could go back and do it over, or if you were to start over now, would you choose music? I mean, given how the business has changed and given how the idea of performances have changed, if you had to start over now, remember you were talking about you formed a band in 76 and you were making money in 77. That's not the model today. I mean, would you do it the same way again?
I don't know if it would work out the same way, Mo.
Yeah.
But as far as doing music, I would do it all over again, without a doubt, without a doubt. And would I do it differently? Yeah, probably. I probably would. At a younger age, I'd probably dedicate myself more to it. That, you know, you come up and you get married and you purchase stuff and, you know, you're trying to develop families and that. And I think that takes a lot of time away from the music. But yeah, if I was to do it all over again, I think I would dedicate myself a little bit more to just music and not concentrate on other type of work.
Lisa, let me ask you about your singing history. What inspired you to sing? Why did you start singing, and how did you find your way to Sound Effect?
Yeah, I guess it's an intricate story, I suppose, but, my dad pretty much started, whether I wanted to or not. My dad's a musician. And so, you know, my mom has about 13 brothers and sisters. And so the main event was to get little Lisa, one of the oldest grandchildren, to come up and sing for everybody. So, since I was about 4 or 5 years old, it was a here, stand in front of everybody and sing something. And then from that point on, my parents were really involved in the church, so I did a Catholic church choir. So you could say I sang in the church,
but not your, yeah, you sang in the church, but not singing in the church.
You can't, you know. I exactly. So, but that said, you know, it was an interesting dynamic there because Dad was playing. You know, we were listening to the big gospel, you know, singers that he was very influenced by, and he was a DJ as well. So he was playing. You know, I was listening to Stevie Wonder. I was listening to Aretha Franklin. Meanwhile, going to the Catholic Church and singing, you know, a little bit different music. So I was a little confused as I went through my, you know, kind of high school years as to what my music preference was. And I just leant more towards the gospel side. I just really felt it and it became a part of me. So I would say about my, you know, my high school years is when I just dedicated myself to soul, basically. I just connected completely with soul music. And then I just, you know, kind of was just singing with a couple of bands in LA. I did that for a couple of years, and I actually sang at a wedding. I was at the time living in LA, but sang at a wedding in Oxnard, which is where most of us are from. And, Jess's oldest brother, Javier, and his wife were there, and they, heard me singing. I don't even remember what song I was singing at the wedding, and said, "Hey, you got to meet my brothers. They're pretty awesome." And they got this band, and the rest is history. I've been with them since then. So, and it's been an amazing ride because 18 years, at least the three of us haven't killed each other. So, you know, we got
The day's early. If you tell too much on the air, that might change. Because we all know we got history. All right, so we're coming up on a K-Talk traffic break. But going into traffic break, I wanted you to share just some of your music. And then when we come back, we're going to talk about the contests and maybe hear some more music. Can we do that?
Sounds good. Let me do some incognito. As true as trees are tall and autumn leaves do fall, ooh, it sometimes rains in paradise when even the warmest hearts can turn to ice. You know it happens to us all, every kind of people fall. But after all is said and done, do we have a heart to carry on? Here and now, still somehow, still a friend of mine.
K-Talk Traffic is brought to you now by the helpful SoCal Honda Traffic Center.